This is HDN.
Wednesday, October 29th. This is Jamie. That is Lisa. And you are listening to the Halifax Daily News.
Live from the Beaver Bank Bunker.
Oh, did I miss that part?
No, that's okay. I'll just throw it in for spice.
Well, throw it in dramatically then.
Live from the Beaver Bank Bunker.
Oh, I meant over-the-top announcery, but okay, if you want to turn this into a tragedy already. Usually I do that by minute six or seven, but yeah if you want to,
We'll just get right out of the gate. Hey, they're partying down this weekend at Pizza Town in Sackville, celebrating their second anniversary.
You're on the payroll there, aren't you?
No, I'm not. Oh. I'm not. I'm just, I
run down their menu while you're at it.
Poutine pizza. I told a young fella last night about poutine pizza.
What are you doing hanging around with young fellas?
Well, I was driving Brahman home from a student council event and had a couple of guys in the back seat that I had to drive home as well.
So you and Brahman were out picking up guys?
We were out cruising with boys last night, yes. Yes, we were.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, I told him all about poutine pizza. He had never heard of such a beast, so I think we may have another convert. But Pizza Town celebrating their second anniversary at the new location there in Sackville. They're going to have live entertainment from 4 until 8 p.m. John Sear is going to be there performing. And
how big is this Pizza Town? Most Pizza Towns have, four tables?
Oh, I know. Yeah. But see, most people don't go there to eat. That it's mostly takeout or delivery, right?
So who are they entertaining? The cooks?
No, the people who are standing there waiting for their orders.
Okay.
You're coming to pick up
That's
your
order. That's a tough gig. That's like a Flight of the Conchords gig.
Speaking of gigs, rock royalty, or country music royalty, I guess. Johnny Cash's son arrested in Deer Lake. He was causing a disturbance. Police responded to reports of a man in the airport stripping down to his underwear. Mounties later ID'd him as John Carter Cash, son of the late musician. Apparently he was up in Newfoundland for a hunting trip, was on his way home from the excursion, and stripped down to his underoos. He was either drunk or suffering from medical issues, and turns out, you guessed it, he was drunk.
Drunk or medical issues. Either way, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree there, does it?
Yeah, no, I guess.
I was going to say, Johnny Cash's son? Really?
I know.
Drinking?
Shocked and appalled.
Arrested? Oh, my.
Mounties talked him down off the ledge, convinced him to put his clothes back on, and he indeed was drunk, but he was released when sober, and he caught a flight home on Tuesday morning, and no charge is going to be laid. I guess he was fully cooperative with the Mounties during the entire thing. And
no charges have been laid, but a great song was written. Does he sing, or is he just living off Dad's money?
That's a good question. I don't know what
Dad and Mom's money. I mean, that's a pretty talented
Mom's no
family.
Slouch either.
No.
That's a good question. I mean, obviously, he's got enough coin that he can go hunting in Newfoundland at the drop of a hat, but
all the luxuries. Boy, well, when was the last time you heard a lottery winner going, I can go hunting in Newfoundland now?
Well, among the rich, that's a big deal. You fly in and you're dropped off and you spend a couple of days in the bush hunting.
Yeah, I guess, if you're into hunting.
And if you're into, a lot of places where there is hunting, certainly there isn't a thriving moose population like there is in Newfoundland. So, maybe they should have safaris, Newfoundland safari tours.
But they don't even have safaris in Africa anymore.
Sure they do.
Well, people just take pictures now, don't they? I didn't think you were allowed to kill animals in Africa.
I think they're...
Depends on which country you're in?
Yeah, and I think it's one of those things that's not very widely advertised, but I think you can find them if you want them. But,
well, if you've got the money, you can hunt humans if you want to.
Yeah, scary but true. Oh, it wouldn't surprise me.
And if you don't believe me, just show me some coin and I'll hook you up.
I'll hook you up. But anyway, Johnny Cash's son back on his way home to Nashville tonight.
I'm up there hunting moose and I'm working on the song.
Good.
Had a few hits and now I'm loose.
Interesting, you've heard of Dine and Dash? Well, how about...
Heard of it.
You're the master of it. How about the Flash and Grab? A convenience store in Berwick had unusual incidents happening on the same night. This was back on October the 22nd, so last week. Early in the morning, three very drunk young women entered the store on Commercial Street, and a woman flashed the clerk as a distraction while her cohorts stole some lottery tickets. Now, these ass clowns came back 2 hours later.
I don't think it was ass clowns. I thought they flashed their boobs. Boob clowns.
came back 2 hours later, tried to shoplift a second time, and then spit on the clerk when they were challenged. So there you have it, the flash and grab, the latest in convenience store robberies. Just look for it at a convenience store near you.
Wonder how many lottery tickets they actually took. Because if I was a convenience store clerk, if that was my life, I think it would be worth a few tickets just to say, like, hey, come on back anytime there, ladies. You made my night.
Oh, Finnegan. Don't chew your bucket.
If you hear any weird noise in the background, that's the sound of our dog chewing, not his toys, but the bucket that the toys are in.
Yeah, yeah.
He does that just to annoy Lisa.
I know.
And it's working.
I even cut the handles off the bucket.
Every 3 seconds, she looks over into that other room. Like, I'm going to move my mic so you can actually hear what this sounds like.
Finnegan, don't chew the bucket.
That's what I hear in the middle of the night. I hear that sound, and then I hear Lisa saying, Finnegan, don't chew the bucket. What really scared me is I had no idea what she meant the first few times I heard it. I thought that was her dream. And I thought, okay, what the hell kind of dream? Is she in Ireland somewhere? And I don't want to know.
Oh, God.
Finnegan, don't chew the bucket. Why you'd have a Scottish accent, I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's, this podcast is now going to be called Finnegan, Don't Chew the Bucket.
Okay, sounds good. Well, let's discuss the proper order of things. First of all, Halloween is coming up on Friday.
Yep.
Okay, that's the first thing in the order. Now, the Poppy campaign begins on Friday, October the 31st.
Mm-hmm.
I might wait a day, but I can understand they have to have so many days.
Yeah, I think everybody kind of, I don't know about you, but I don't really look at the calendar. I just kind of look around, and when I notice a whole bunch of poppies, I go, oh, it's coming up, and I grab one myself.
Yeah, I think
and by grabbing one, I don't mean I just take
it. Flash and dash?
I flash my tits first. Then I grab one.
Good stuff.
Well, you know, you got to give them something.
So to continue, Poppy campaign begins on Friday, October the 31st. And then there's Remembrance Day, November the 11th,
mm-hmm.
which begs the question, why does the Sobeys in Fall River have Christmas wreaths up on the front of their building and Christmas displays out on the front? Like, no, I'm sorry. I don't buy that. I can understand if you've got some merchandise that you've already got out for sale and, you know, that's fine. But to decorate the outside of your business for Christmas before November the 11th is bullshit.
I agree wholeheartedly with you.
Mm-hmm.
However, I am going to argue the other side because there is another side to this.
Tell me.
Our weather is extremely unpredictable. I can't even count the number of years that have come by where I go, I should put those Christmas decorations up. No, I won't yet. And then November 8th hits or November 11th hits and you get completely dumped on.
And that's fine. That's,
and then
that's,
it's freezing cold and it's horrible and you go, damn it, I should have put those decorations up.
And that's all well and good if you're talking about 50-year-old men crawling on a roof to attach Christmas lights. We're talking about wreaths and floral sprays that are on the sides of buildings that are put up with scissor lifts. That excuse does not wash with me.
No, I completely agree. Everybody's trying to jump the gun. Everybody is trying to beat their neighbor to get it done quickly. And as I've said before, pretty soon we're going to lap ourselves.
Mm.
And we're going to have our Christmas decorations up for next year before this year even happens.
Exactly.
I think that we should have a day
Mm.
or a time or something, a marker. I thought that that was Remembrance Day because that makes
sensible
sense.
People, it's Remembrance Day.
But if you made it a law and, you know, penalty of castration or something.
Last thing we need is more goddamn laws. No, what we need is
what do you
sense.
Want then, lady?
Common sense. That's what's needed.
Should you be able to sell Christmas decorations before Remembrance Day?
How
about before Halloween? That's what gets me.
Yeah.
I was at Costco, and this was about a week ago.
Mm.
Not one Halloween costume, not one Halloween decoration, nothing.
It was all Christmas.
All Christmas.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, Halloween is still, at that time, it was still a couple of weeks away. They had Halloween stuff up there.
Yeah.
They had a whole row of Halloween costumes about a month or two
but
ago.
But it's certainly not as nearly as extensive as their Christmas. I mean, they devote practically a third of their store to Christmas.
And so what's your point? Then they should have it there all year long?
No, I don't think they should have it there all year long.
We're talking mid-October. They had their Christmas, they were selling Christmas decorations.
I know.
At the expense of their Halloween decorations, and we were still 2 weeks away from Halloween.
Hey,
that's
listen.
What I mean. I'm all for planning ahead, but maybe a week before Halloween, I'd expect to see them selling Halloween costumes for my kid. I mean, I don't really want
a pumpkin, a princess costume. Just throw us a bone, guys.
Anything. Yeah. And they had them up there.
Yeah.
But they were all gone. They were gone by Thanksgiving.
And this is a common problem in retail. I mean, as you know, any mother who's tried to find a bathing suit for their kid in July, you know that you're going to be shit out of luck, because come July, all that summer stock is gone and all you can find on the shelves are winter boots and sweaters. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's July.
No, I agree. You know what? I find the same thing with Canadian Tire. I'm going to do my fall fertilizing and overseeding that everybody recommends you do. You're supposed to fertilize and overseed in the fall.
Right.
So I go there to get the fertilizer and the seed and all of that, and it's gone. The garden centers are all closed, everything. And it's still, at that time, it was still beautiful outside.
Oh,
people
God,
are still
yes.
walking around in short sleeves. I was wanting to get this done before it started to get a bit cold, and I couldn't find this stuff anywhere. So, yeah, you're right. It's crazy.
This is kind of neat. I might attend this. Coming up next week, November the 6th, 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., more than 30 employers are going to be present at a YMCA career fair at the Y at 2269 Gottigen Street. Bring your resume and you can meet with employers who are looking to hire. And YMCAEmploymentCenters.ca for more information. But boy, I'll tell you, there is a whole whack of people that are going to be at this job fair. Speaking of Costco, they're going to be there. Super Temp, let's see, Casino Nova Scotia, Killam Properties.
So they're targeting teens then, are they? Like people in students in school?
I mean, I don't think so. No, they call it a career fair. Just anybody who is looking for work.
Hell, I might go there too.
Oh, I'm certainly going. Let's see. The Westin is going to be there. PepsiCo, Frito-Lay, Hampton Inn. Like I said, Costco, RBC. Interesting. So, November the 6th. So that's next Thursday, 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., 2269 Gottigen Street. And finally, let's, because everybody else was discussing it, how bad do you feel for Doug Ford this morning? Who was a Toronto city councillor.
Yeah, doing very well.
Doing very well, yeah, you know. But when Rob got sick and dropped out of the mayor's race, Doug gave up his council seat to run for mayor. And Rob Ford decided to run for a council seat. So election
It made
night,
sense at the time because they already had the Ford for mayor signs printed up.
Sure, why not? Exactly. So having a look and reviewing the election night results, Rob Ford won his council seat. So Rob Ford is now councillor for Ward 2, District 2, whatever they call him in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Doug Ford ran for mayor and lost. So now he's out of a job. So for all of his good works, he's got nothing to show for it. So
just 1 year ago, you looked at the Fords and you say, well, there's a city councillor and there's a mayor. And the mayor is smoking crack with criminals and the councillor is defending the mayor and their brothers and they run this town. Now you got one person that is now out of work and another one has cancer.
Mm.
Boy, how the mighty have fallen.
He looks bad. I saw a picture of him. I guess it must have been Doug Ford's headquarters or whatever.
So these people that voted Rob Ford in as counselor, was this like a sympathy vote? I mean, because he's very ill.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe Doug will step in if Rob can't, fulfill his duties as counselor.
Excuse me, but as far as I'm concerned, public office is not something that's interchangeable. I mean, if...
It's not like Miss America?
No, if you are...
In the event that Rob Ford is unable to make his commitments...
And perform his duties...
Then Doug Ford will step in.
That's bullshit. I didn't vote for... I mean, that's just like if, you know, Mayor...
Well, hang on, you get what you get. These people voted for Rob Ford.
Yes.
Rob Ford. I think we're missing the point. The point is, Rob Ford. You know Rob Ford because everybody in the world knows Rob Ford as the crack-smoking mayor of Toronto.
Yeah.
He was just elected for city council.
I know.
I think there's more than just Rob Ford smoking crack in that city. That's insane.
Amen.
That's the bottom line. Forget about Doug and this and all of that. So that's it. We've covered election night. We've covered Gian Gomeshi. Actually, no, but he prefers to be uncovered from what I hear. A little flash and grab action. I think that's it. That's a full podcast right there.
We can call it a day.
We'll be back on Thursday.
Until then.